Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think it's time for a cupcake cost. The Valley's hip music leader, your morning mess, Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
And it's Gina.
All in favor to help Jessica from Phoenix get revenge on her boyfriend? Say aye.
Aye.
Good morning, Jessica.
Hi, guys.
Hey, so wow. That's all we're going to say is wow.
Yeah, girl.
We don't have fans in studio of your boyfriend, Chris. Let the Valley know what he did to you.
Well, he freaked me out. It was the first night and actually the only night I had been out since having my baby, Louisa. And it had been about 5 months since I gave birth. And it's been great. I'm a first-time mom, but it's a lot. And Chris doesn't like to do any of the dirty work. In fact, he puked basically both times he tried to change the baby's diaper.
Oh,
to give you
God.
An example.
He needs to man up.
Come
that's
on.
That's just
what?
I'm rolling my eyes over here.
Isn't that like one of the easier things to deal with a baby?
It's not easy, but it's something you have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have been a bit frustrated to say the least.
Yeah.
And basically, so what happened was I finally said, "No, I'm Chris, you're staying home, and you're going to take care of the baby so I can finally just go out and have a few hours with my girlfriends." And
work.
I swear, oh my gosh, it was maybe an hour. I had been out an hour. Well, then he sends me this picture, and in the picture, it looks like the baby has fallen to the floor and is crying. And he texts me that he says, "I dropped the baby down the stairs. Come home now."
Oh my God.
Your heart must have dropped.
I
to
got
say the
so
least.
Freaked out. I mean, I actually, like, I screamed in the club. I bolted out of the club. I drove all the way back from Scottsdale. I got a speeding ticket from a camera on the way home.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my yes. God.
And then I find the baby was just crying. She was fine. Chris
she didn't fall.
No, she was just crying. She didn't fall. Chris just didn't know how to handle.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean,
oh
he lied God. To you about that.
Oh, he totally lied.
That's so not safe for you, because for you to drive home in that state of mind is unreal. I couldn't imagine.
Oh, it was horrible. I mean, thank goodness she was okay, so I guess that was a plus. But I was so mad at him.
Yeah, like this guy took the process of laying your baby on the floor, taking a picture of the baby while it's crying on the floor, and then make up that lie. That's crazy. I say you break up with him. Let's just go.
Oh, my God. No.
I don't know. I mean, I would honestly probably at least spend one night out of the house with my child. I would be livid.
Because this is trash, girl. I mean, because listen, as a woman myself,
you're
it's
not
just
a woman.
Okay, well, you know, as a feminine person, it's hard to be us. And you just wanted one night out.
Yeah, I did. I wasn't not even a whole day. Just maybe 3 hours.
So what do you say at that point? He tells you that it was a lie. He just needed you home. What do you do at that point?
I was hysterical. I did scream at him. I picked up the baby. I mean, he did sleep on the couch.
Right. So no taki-taki? Taki-taki at all?
Oh, my God.
No.
There
I mean,
you go.
Actually, I was angry for a
He's
while.
He's lucky he got the couch.
But, oh, my on. Gosh. But I didn't know how to get back at him. And so I thought, well, this would be a way to at least he
all in favor
me.
Say aye.
Aye.
Oh, my God. Aye, aye,
aye,
aye, aye.
Yes.
My God. I'm mad for you.
Like, I'm really surprised he's alive. Like that, honestly, I'm surprised that he's alive.
You can't scare a lady with her baby at all. There's a line. He crossed it. All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to put 7,000 seconds on our show clock.
Boom.
We're going to give you 7,000 seconds to get your man to baby talk to you live on the radio without him knowing that he's on the radio. Okay, Miss Jessica?
Okay.
Now, does he talk to you in baby talk in your relationship at all, or?
No.
So this might take some coaxing.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how you're going to get him to baby talk to you?
Yeah, I think I might do something about the baby.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I might get him to talk to Louisa, yeah.
Oh, smart, creative.
Yeah.
I like this. Get him.
Let him know that you're still mad. Gina's really vested into this one.
I'm just like, you're nice. This is a nice way to get back at him is all I'll say.
But this is what you got to do. Text all your family and friends and make sure they're listening to Live 101.5. That way they're in on the joke as well. Okay, Jess?
Oh, awesome. Yes.
Okay. We'll give you a few minutes to text them. We're going to call him up next, ladies and gentlemen, the most needed, appropriate, all here for it, hands in the middle, cupcake called Embarrass Him Live on the Radio. Jess, we need his number. We'll be right with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You are my honey bun, sugar plum, pumpy, yummy, yumpkin. You're my sweetie pie.
Okay, we're back with a cupcake call. So listen, man, we talked to Jessica. I don't think we've ever had a cupcake call like this to where everybody and salespeople are coming in from the hallways. They're all standing by to listen to this one.
Mm-hmm.
So Jess, you just had a baby 5 months ago. It was your first night out with your girls. Your man, Chris, could not take care of the baby no more than an hour until he texts you with a frightening message for you.
Yeah, he told me the baby had fallen. And I had to get home right away. And there was a picture, and the baby was crying. Louisa was crying. So I rushed home.
He set up a picture to make it look like the baby had fallen.
It's just disgusting.
Yeah. Like, I can't even...
I can't. Gina, if Bryce did that to you, what would be the...
I can't even really fathom, to be honest, because it's like, you just don't do that to a new mom. You don't do that to any mom, period.
Right.
That's your baby.
Jessica, you're a better person than we are because we would have left him. But you just want to embarrass him, so we're here for this. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We're going to put 7,000 seconds on our show clock. I don't know how many minutes that is. Anyone, the mathematician here?
It's as long as you want, honey, because the show is literally yours at this point. You do whatever you need.
Did you text all family and friends to listen to Live 101.5? Everyone's listening?
Work.
Yes.
All right, well, let's call Chris and embarrass him back. Get him to baby talk to you live on the radio without him knowing, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, babe, it's me. Are you already at work?
Yeah, I just got here. What's up?
Well, we're out of diapers, and the baby needs to be changed because she completely messed up her crib. So can you just bring some diapers?
Well, no, I just got to work. I got a couple things I got to do this morning. I could probably swing by at lunch, pick some up, and then come home, drop them off. Is that cool?
Well, look, in the meantime, could you at least talk to her? Because she's not listening to me.
What now? I can't do it. No, I've got a bunch of things that I got to do in the next hour. I don't have time. It's a busy morning. I got to get this.
Please, she's very upset. Come on, just talk to her for a little bit, okay?
I'm sure it'll pass. It can't be that bad.
She's a mess. I don't have any diapers for. Come on, honey. Could you just talk to her a little bit? I think if she hears your voice, it'll calm her down. Just talk to her a little bit. Just really sweetly, okay? Please, come on.
Relax. Calm down. Just let me go to the washroom. Let me make sure it's empty, and then put her on the phone. For God's sake.
Okay. Okay, just tell me when you're okay.
Okay. I mean, there's no one in here. It's fine.
Okay. It's Daddy on the phone, Louisa, okay? Okay, here she is.
Okay, Louisa. Hi, Louisa. Hi. This is your daddy. You are making Mommy very mad right now. And if you make her mad, then she's going to get mad with me. And when Mommy is mad, she won't love on Daddy. No, she won't. Daddy loves when Mommy does that. So, baby, please, I'm begging you, be good to Mommy so Daddy can help Mommy make another baby for you.
What?
Chris?
This is how you talk to baby.
Hello?
Hey, Chris.
Oh, what? Hi.
So, Chris, we do have to let you know you're live on the radio right now. Yeah, you're on with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. You're live on the radio, Chris.
That was live.
Yes. Chris, we have to let you know you've been cupcake called.
Oh my God!
He almost gave you the Cookie Monster. I felt like he was coming to
see it for Cookie. Good enough for me.
Some of that was a little scary.
It's like, whoa.
Well, Jessica, was this your idea?
I can't.
Funny.
Oh. Jessica can't even handle it.
Daddy, what?
One, two, bar, Jess. This is not funny. I'm dead serious, Jess. What are you saying?
Oh, my God, please.
Yeah, Jess.
Get it, girl.
It really feels good, Jessica. Real fun.
Cupcake Calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.